Shall we one more time lift up our hands to the Almighty God tonight and let's give Him praise? If you know that God is too faithful to fail you, give Him thanks tonight. If you know that God is too faithful to disappoint you, if you are confident that God is too committed to abandon you, give Him thanks tonight. Appreciate Him and celebrate Him one more time. Now ask the Lord for the understanding of His word tonight. Lord, I have appeared again. Let understanding come with Your word. I don't just want to hear. I want to see. I want to see what You are saying. In the name of Jesus, cause my eyes of understanding to be enlightened by Your word tonight. Cause me to see what I've never seen before. Let me know what I do not know. Advance my life tonight by Your word. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we say thank You tonight. Thank You for how You helped us yesterday. And thank You because the Bible says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. You started with us yesterday. We ask tonight again that You will speak to us. Your word will come with clarity. Your word will come with understanding. Father, we give You praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for the Lord and be comfortably seated. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone tonight to the second night of our week of spiritual emphasis. Shout hallelujah. And yesterday we began a very important journey. And in case you were not in, I would strongly advise that you listen to the teaching of yesterday. It will interest you that between yesterday and now, I've listened to that teaching already because I also want to learn. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. You see, there's a difference between hearing and listening. When you listen, you may not understand. But when you hear, you understand. Because hearing is listening with the intention to understand from someone else's point of view. So that's why I believe so much that you can be under a teaching and not hear anything. That doesn't mean that your ears were not open. Because hearing is you listening with the intention to understand. Shout hallelujah. So in case you were in yesterday or you were not in, I think it will be good that you go get that teaching so that you can keep hearing it until understanding comes. Shout hallelujah. All right, tonight we continue from where we stopped yesterday. We looked at revelation-based faith or revelation-driven faith yesterday. And so tonight, under the teaching, Understanding the Faith That Works Part 2, we are looking at heart-born faith. Heart-born faith. Meaning, faith that is produced in the heart. Until your heart is in it, God is not committed. The Bible speaking in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10, it said, for with the heart, not with the head, not with the mind, with the heart, man
believe it unto righteousness. If it is not at rooted, it cannot produce results on the earth. Faith is not of the head. In fact, faith is not of the mouth. And I'm going to show you that tonight. Faith is of the heart. And when I'm saying heart, I'm not talking about this one that pumps blood. That's not the heart I'm saying. Of course, some of us, especially the female gender, will help us with clear understanding. For example, you say, my heart is not with this person. You know what I'm saying? When you say you love someone, you can say, I love this person, but your heart is not there. You know what I'm saying? You may even be living with the person, and your heart is not with the person. So, in the same vein, you can say anything. You can even say, Lord, you know that I believe you. But if your heart is not there, God is not committed. And God is not moved by what you say. God is looking at your heart. Are you following tonight? Now, look at Mark 11. Verse 23. Look at this scripture very well. Mark 11, 23. Very quickly. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. Look at the second thing. And shall not doubt in his heart. You see that word there? Meaning it is not a matter of what you say with your mouth. It is first about the posture of your heart. You can say anything with your mouth, but if you doubt in your heart, you will not have what you say. But if you believe in your heart, that those things that you say will come to pass, you will have whatever you say. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So let's first understand or define this heart. What do we mean when we say the heart of the matter? It means the most important part of the matter. Isn't it? If we say this is the heart of the matter, this is the weighty part of what we are saying. Heart there connotes the core of your being. The core. What makes you to be you? That's what we are saying. So when the Bible says that for with the heart man believes, the Bible is saying, with everything that is you and with the core of your being, you must believe. So the faith that does not move your heart cannot produce results. I'm not talking about what you say. I am talking about your heart, the core of your being. And can I tell you something? When your heart is there, you know. You may pretend anything, but when your heart is truly in any matter, you know that you are committed. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So, heart-born faith means a faith that comes out of the heart. A kind of faith that is produced from within. Hear me. Every part of you is inside it. What that means is that you cannot doubt any longer. If your heart is not there, you will doubt. If your heart is not there, you'll be discouraged. If your heart is not there, you will give up. But if your heart is there,
You'll be consistent. You'll be persistent. You won't give up until you see the answer. Are you following tonight? Luke chapter 8, from verse 40 to 46, tells us the story of this woman with the issue of blood. And this woman said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. She said it within herself. She said it within her heart, because our heart is louder in the ears of God than our voice. Hear me. It's not about what you say with your mouth that brings answer to prayer. It's all about what you believe in your heart. That's why at times when people come to me, the first thing I say is, what do you want us to pray about? What do you want us to do? Okay, now you have shared all the problems. Now, what exactly do you believe? Because it's not just about praying. Do you believe? Jesus asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do this thing? They say, yes, Lord. He said, then be it unto you according to your faith. Shout hallelujah. So, heart-born faith is what brings us into partnership with the invisible. And this empowers us to do the impossible. Heart-born faith establishes our partnership with the invisible God. You know, there is a way that, and I think if to say we had time tonight, we would have given our women the opportunity to speak. You know, there is a way that somebody can be far from you, but you are so committed to the person as if you are living together. I have seen people say, I have no capacity to love another man. I have already loved this man with my heart. How many of you know what I'm saying? That no matter, it's not their money itself. Maybe there are other men that even have more money than him. But it's just that their heart is already committed. Now, that is the power of heart-rooted faith. This brings us into partnership with God, and it empowers us to do the impossible. Look at Daniel, for example. In Daniel chapter 6, is a very long verse. From verse 1 to 23, Daniel became one of the presidents in the land, and other presidents began to envy him. And they try to look for every opportunity to accuse him so that they can sack him. But they could not find any excuse. They could not find anything. Then they said, okay, there is something we can do. Let's disconnect him from his God. Let's come with a law that anyone that prays to any other God is going to be thrown into the den of lions. And so they signed, they forced the king to sign it into law. And what did Daniel do? When he saw in verse 10, Daniel 6:10, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went to his house. He opened his windows and he began to pray unto God. Heart-rooted faith. Let me tell you something tonight. On the day of challenges, or on the day you are challenged, what is in your head will fly away. All these scriptures you are quoting, it will jump. You may not remember why. Sir, I have seen Christians on the evil day that what came out of their mouth is not even Jesus. Many years ago, a pastor came to our house, and after he had rice and meat, maybe the thing turned his body. And he was enjoying the TV and the film that we were showing to him. And suddenly, because in my own home country, when they take electricity, it's a normal thing. They don't alert you that there will be power cut. So the man was enjoying the movie with a bowl of rice and meat, and suddenly there was power cut. You know what he said? I will say it in the way he said it. I will not interpret. A pastor, man of God, that came to pray for us, he said, Olori burukula wanepa you. Now, it means these people that took this light, they are cursed people. You see, that's the best way I can explain it, but that's not close to it. Now, that came out of a pastor's mouth. Now, if it was demon that attacked him, what do you think will come out? On the day of challenges, what you have in your head will jump out. It is what you have in your heart that your mouth will speak. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of their heart, the mouth speaks. So if faith is in your heart, what will respond when you are challenged is faith words. So don't say, no, I didn't know it. That was actually what was in your heart. Can I tell you something tonight? It is challenges that reveals your heart to you. Let me say that again. It is challenges that reveals your heart to you. You don't know your heart. You think you know. You don't know. I know myself, sir. You don't know yourself. When you are challenged is when you will truly know yourself. The Bible says God took them through another path so that he can let them see that if you are hungry, you can curse God. God took them through the wilderness so that he will reveal to them that you, these children, if there is no water to drink, you will murmur against me. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, let's take it a step further. Heart-born faith commits the integrity of God to perform, because your heart moves God. Psalm 89 and verse 34. Psalm 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. It commits the integrity of God. When your mind is made up, God will show up. Are you hearing God tonight? The integrity. Sir, they said this is fiery furnace. The three Hebrew boys said, we are ready to go inside. Ah, don't you have father? Don't you have mother? Don't you have children? They said, no, we are ready to go inside. And God showed up. God was waiting for them in the fire. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, this is the kind of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. Heart-born faith. Let me give you an example. This will help us. In the other religion, they indoctrinate them to a way that they will carry bomb. Have you seen a suicide bomber before? They carry bomb and they are going to die. And they will be telling them, don't die. They say, I'm going to die. At times, they will even be trying to speak to convince them. They will say, no, I'm not listening. I want to die for this cause. Why? Their heart is in it. Now, this kind of heart-born faith, it quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's the kind of faith that nothing can stop. Should be, you see, you can't help it. Something, you are being driven from within. That's heart-born faith, not mouth. Is driving you that even you cannot stop it. I want you to get to that point
where what drives you is what God says. And you are not looking at situations and circumstances around you. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. There is no irreversible case without born faith. And that was what we saw in John chapter 11, 39 to 44. Jesus said, take away the stone. Master said, he's thinking. He has been dead for 4 days. Forget it. And Jesus said in verse 40, didn't I say unto you, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And what happened at the end of the day? Lazarus came out of the grave. That was what we saw also in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 10 to 20. The Shunammite woman, the boy died, the son died. And he told the husband, don't bury him. I know where the man of God is. And she took a journey to the man of God. And the man of God said, it's all well. He said, all is well. And then explained the matter to him. And the boy, at the end of the day, jacked back to life. Is the kind of faith that will not take no for an answer. Is the kind of faith that nothing can discourage it. Nothing can stand on its way, no matter what anybody says. Haven't we had people who they will say, this man you will marry, you will suffer with him. And say, yes, I will suffer. I'm ready to suffer with him. Haven't you seen cases like that? That even the friends will be saying, I don't know what entered you. This man, look, don't you know that he can't take care of you? Thank you. He can't even see what is contrary because the heart is in it. And can I tell you something tonight? No devil can stop power of a heart-born faith. Not even the devil can stop it. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Why? It has the power to turn our situations into testimonies. Matthew chapter 9, 27 to 29. Matthew 9, 27 to 29. Look at what the Bible says. And when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. 28. And when he came into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said unto them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, yes, Lord. And what did he say? He touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Let me give you something like a sign or an indication that you have heart-born faith. If you are still between options, it's not heart-born faith. If you are still between opinions, it's not a heart-born faith. If you are still considering, it's not a heart-born faith. If your mind is still between two, should I do, should I not do, it's not a heart-born faith. Can God do it? Can God not do it? Will God do it? Will it not happen? It's not a heart-born faith. A heart-born faith is resolute, is focused. It cannot be turned back nor be discouraged. It does not give up. It does not quit. It does not analyze. That's why the Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So a heart-born faith does not waver. I've been praying now, God has not done it. That is not heart-born faith. That is a mouth faith. And this is the kind of faith that can work and that will work at all times. So let me ask you tonight, Is your faith heart driven?
When I say heart now, your whole being.
Even you, do you believe this thing? Are you convinced? Or you are trying?
Somebody may be saying,
how do I get to this point from what we thought yesterday? Because when you hear the voice of God, when you encounter the voice of God on the pages of scriptures, it has a way of fortifying your confidence in God. So, at the root of this heart-born faith is the voice of God, is the word of God.
Are you hearing God tonight?
And you can see it, and you are convinced about it.
How does a lady agree to marry a man? He woos her, isn't it?
Proposes to her.
She didn't see the money in the bank account yet, but she just believed that this man will make it in life.
How?
Let's look at it from the natural. How? What makes you agree to a man that you don't know is tomorrow? Now, if you can do that, why can't you also agree with the Lord who knows your tomorrow?
You can commit to a man or a business and you stay on it that this thing will work. That is heart-rooted decisions. Many of us quit so easily, and that's why we are not seeing God. We quit so easily, and the only reason why we do that is because our heart is not there.
Let's take two things and then we'll begin to wrap up.
While faith is of the heart, it is released, unleashed through the tongue. So if I want to know what you believe in your heart, I need to listen to what you are saying with your mouth.
So there are several occasions, maybe on a Sunday, that maybe what the target of that Sunday is covenant day of maybe fruitfulness or breakthrough or abundance. And then I stand on the altar and I pray and bless and preach. And then somebody will still come and say, Pastor, I have a problem. Nothing's working.
But you just said amen.
What happened?
You did not believe.
I don't say, no, I'm just trying to be honest. No, that is what is in your heart.
You see, I said it yesterday, let's leave religion. Let's stop saying amen because of amen. Do you believe what you are saying amen to? Let's start from there. Before you pray that prayer, do you even believe that God will answer it?
Because if not, close your Bible and go home. That's a waste of time. That's why Hebrews 11 says, he that must come to God must first believe that he is.
And is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So one question I want to ask you tonight, before you say anything with your mouth, ask yourself, in my heart, do I believe?
This thing I'm saying, do I believe it? You know there's a way you can talk to someone and say, don't deceive me. The person will know that this thing, you are deceiving me. How many of you know what I'm saying?
So stop deceiving God. Because you and God knows that this thing you are saying, you don't mean it from your heart. The essence of this teaching all through the midweek service is to open us up to the reality of the faith that works. Because we said on Sunday, if your faith lacks proof, it's fake. Faith is not quoting Bible, it's getting results. So if it lacks results, something is wrong. Don't just say, I believe. Sit down and ask, what is wrong with my operation of this faith?
I learned from Kenneth Hagin that several times, I used to tell my wife, I said, it's just that me, I can't do that thing here. People will say, Pastor is wicked.
If you go to Hagin, Hagin will say, what do you believe? Which scripture are you standing on? They said, nothing. I said, there's no time for counseling, nothing. Then there's nothing to pray about because God will not do anything.
But if I say that, you'll say, Pastor is wicked. But you know what? That is the truth. If you don't believe nothing, you are not going to get anything.
So it's time for reality. What do you believe in your heart? What is your heart saying when you are praying?
Because many people, their heart is betraying their confession. And their confession is betraying their believing. And two cannot work together except they be agreed.
So first check your heart before you say anything. And while you are saying, check your heart if you agree with what you are saying. The moment you doubt it in your heart, what you are saying is void.
And you know what? The heart, we don't hear it. The mouth, we hear. So the one we are not hearing is actually the one that controls the one we are hearing. Do you understand tonight?
The moment your heart doubts something,
just say, in Jesus' name we have prayed, amen. Now sit down with the Bible and work on your heart. Because it will never get answered.
Are you blessed tonight? Please, let's rise to our feet.
You see now that this month is not Jim Jim. That's why we didn't have 3 days fasting and prayer of business breakthrough. No, it's sit down and let's do X-ray. This month is X-ray, MRI. We are all checking ourselves from the scriptures. What is affecting me that is hindering my faith from working?
One thing that will help your heart is the word of God. Mind what you are hearing. The Bible says, guard your heart. With what? All diligence. For out of your heart proceed the issues of life. Many of us, the reason why we are doubting now is because of some things we have heard. And that is one of the powerful entrance to your heart, what you are hearing.
Lift up your voice tonight. Lift up your hands. And if you have heard anything from God, give God thanks for it. Give God thanks for it. If you have heard anything, if God showed you something, if you saw something new that is different from yesterday, appreciate Him for it tonight. And while doing that, why not lift up your voice and receive grace tonight?
The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence. Lord, I receive grace to mount a guard over my heart. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell richly in you. Lord, I receive grace to store the word of God in my heart. Grace to labor in the word and store the word in my heart at all times. Somebody's praying right now. I receive that grace to be disciplined in the things I am giving my attention to. Because whatever you pay attention to will eventually control your heart. I receive that grace tonight. My faith must work. I deliver myself from every doubt and unbelief that has ruled my heart and my thoughts. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Let the stewards take their position tonight. Stretch forth your hands to this communion table and release your expectation in 1 minute. What do you desire from this table tonight? What are you expecting from this table tonight. Lord Jesus, these are my expectations. Define it very quickly in 1 minute as we approach the communion table. It must deliver in your life. It must not just be an ordinary meal. It must deliver strength, healing, wholeness, vitality, eye-opening encounter. The life of Christ is in the blood. Now, somebody release your expectation. Do that very quickly. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we bless this communion table tonight. And by this blessing, it has been turned into the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, as we partake of it, everyone's heart desire is delivered into their hands as a testimony. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's receive the communion rejoicing as the choir leads us. Shout hallelujah. Together for the Lord and be comfortably seated. Hallelujah.